Amplify your career through training and development solutions specifically designed for federal government professionals. From courses to help you attain or retain certification, to individualized coaching services, to programs that hone your leadership skills and business acumen, Management Concepts optimizes your professional development. Online, in person, individually, or groups, it's training that's measurably better. Learn more at managementconcepts.com. That's managementconcepts.com.
What could be more perfect than the perfect ratio of sizzling sausage to freshly cracked egg to melty cheese sandwiched together in a perfectly toasted McDonald's McMuffin? If we added jalapenos to spice things up.
Introducing the new cheesy jalapeno sausage McMuffin with egg. Pair yours today with a refreshing medium iced coffee, now even bolder, at participating McDonald's compared to prior iced coffee.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
It's the Single Storm Podcast.
It's the parents of America. It's the parents of Texas against GovEd for the souls and the minds of our children. And I think the American people and the people of Texas have spoken loudly and clearly. We no longer trust government to educate our children. But government says, but oh, we've got all control of all this money. We've got all this control of your lives. And we don't give a crap about your kids. So no. That's precisely what 24 Republicans did in the Texas State House. They said, screw you. We don't care what you parents say. We don't give a damn about what you think ought to happen with your kids. That's government's job. And we're going to make sure we keep on lifting money out of your pocket to grease the skids and pad our own pockets. So to heck with that. And 24 of these traitorous, backstabbing, anti-freedom Republicans stabbed every parent, every kid, every teacher, frankly, in the back with this vote to deny the people of Texas parental school choice and education freedom. Now, where are the people of Texas on this? Well, you may not be surprised to know that an overwhelming majority of Texans support school choice, in particular in the aftermath of what we learned about GovEd after the China virus. From the Daily Caller, more than 50% of Texans, including a majority of Democrats, support school choice programs, according to a Dallas Morning News and University of Texas Tyler poll. Roughly 53% of Democrats strongly support or somewhat support providing parents with state funding in order to send their child to a private school, according to the Dallas Morning News and University of Texas Tyler poll. Nearly 60% of voters are in favor of school choice, with Republicans supporting the program most at 70%. Now, this was a rather old poll that was taken. This is back in 2022. The support for school choice has only gotten stronger with the revelations of the critical race theory that's still being taught in Texas schools, with the development of the LGBTQ, ABCDFG cultural Marxist agenda that's being pushed in Texas schools and schools around the country. What about the demographic breakdown? What about, you know, among blacks? My understanding is overwhelming number of blacks want to rescue their kids out of failing GovEd schools. And the majority white 24 Republicans said, yep, screw you. No education freedom for you blacks. Now, what about us Latinos? Well, this was the Texas Public Policy Foundation. They conducted this poll. Quote, like most Americans, Hispanic Texans care deeply about public safety and the quality of education of their kids and future generations. That was according to Rafa Behar, TPPF's director of outreach. According to the survey, 73% of Hispanics now believe there's a crisis at the Texas border. Woo. 51% want more to be done. 51% more of Texas Hispanics want more to be done on the border. That gives you an idea of where the Latino community is. Now, on the issue of school choice, most Hispanics in the state of Texas are just like your liberty-loving Latino here. They support education freedom. They support kids. They support parents. Behind border security, writes TPPF, and immigration, education is the third most important issue. Fully 78% say parents should, quote, have the right to use the tax dollars designated for their child's education to send their child to whatever school, public, charter, or private school that best serves their needs, end quote. 78% of Hispanics. A strong majority, 89% of believe that parents should have access to everything that is being taught in their child's classroom. And 65% believe school boards should listen to their concerns and treat them with respect, which is exactly what they're not getting from GovEd. They get called terrorists by those in GovEd, by those in the Biden regime. And Hispanics reject that. So folks, across the board, parental school choice and education freedom is a winner. It is a winner for any political party that wants to seize it. But guess what? Guess what? Every Democrat says, well, we don't care what our voters say. They vote us in to tell them what to do. And then there's always those Democrats who pretend they're Republicans, who always side with socialists to knife the rights of our people in the back. And all those 24, I don't believe, ought to be returned to Austin. We continue this conversation about those who support family values and those like the infamous 24 who don't on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Everybody's got an agenda, right? And in America, for the time being, that's okay. But I think folks would be stupid to fund an agenda that doesn't align with their own. Patriot Mobile can help you with that. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile, you're going to get an industry-leading coverage guarantee. You're going to get all kinds of discounts for our first responder heroes and our veterans. But you're also going to be supporting a company that supports your values and donates to your values. And there's an added bonus. You'll also be supporting me, your liberty-loving Latino. Every single person who goes to patriotmobile.com/storm and makes the switch, you support the Salcedo Storm podcast, keeping my voice independent. Hey, I worked for a company that changed the rules in the middle of the game. I couldn't talk about the issues important to you. It was then I realized my voice needed to be independent. I think Tucker Carlson's discovering that too. Head to patriotmobile.com/storm. Make the switch today. Use my promo code STORM. Get free activation and stop funding the woke crowd. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/storm.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
Folks, I want to talk to Brady Gray, founding board member of Texas Family Project. He is passionate about fighting for Texas families and restoring Christian conservative values on which our nation was founded, the Judeo-Christian ethic, the nuclear family, if you will, the cornerstone of Western civilization. Mr. Gray, welcome.
Thank you, Chris, and thanks for having me on.
Well, tell me, what are the big issues? Let's just start here, 30,000 feet up. What are the biggest threats to American family values, as we stated, the foundation of Western civilization?
Yeah, I think our biggest threats right now, more than anything else, is the indoctrination that we're seeing in our schools across the board. It's been long understood that our universities are indoctrination camps, and we're seeing that advanced. We're seeing more and more of that. Just this week, there was a story in the Texas Scorecard that talked about Texas Tech and their rating with a pro-LGBT group. They have a 5-star rating with this group. UC Berkeley has a 4.5-star rating. And so that kind of stuff is absolutely absurd. It's things that I don't think Texans would really even believe when they read them. But it's not just the universities. We've known about that for a long time. It's our public schools. It's our elementary schools. It's our junior highs. It's our high schools. The amount of books that we have uncovered that have just pure pornography in them that are in our elementary schools is shocking and appalling. The stories that are posted every single day of teachers in these schools that are abusing children, that are sharing pornography, these types of things. This is an affront on Texas families, and it is an attack on everything that we stand for.
I want to get you some of those headlines of which you're making reference to, some of the most recent headlines. They seem to be cropping up, 2 or 3 of them every week. But I want to just philosophically, I want to see where you are, because as noted, the basis for our freedoms, our liberties, the Judeo-Christian ethic, if you will, are what built America. The ideas of free speech, the ideas of propriety, they're all being attacked. We have the rule of law being attacked by the Biden regime. We have our culture under attack by what I call the cultural Marxist agenda, whether it be divisiveness on race, the critical race theory, which is that is being taught to teach white children to be ashamed of their skin color and teaching black and brown children to hate white people, whether it's the LGBTQ, ABCDFG cultural Marxist agenda, which is they're basically attacking the underpinnings of what of our success in an effort to dismantle the West, dismantle America, whether it be on the rule of law front or whether it be on the cultural front. Do you think that's accurate?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. And I think that we see it more and more every day. We've been really fortunate here in Texas in this last legislative session to see some really good laws passed to protect the family, to protect us from some of these evil and sinister attacks. And what we've seen in response is we've seen more aggression by those groups. We've seen more of that stuff and the calling out of people. If you don't think that it's okay to take your kid to a drag show and have them groomed by a man wearing a dress, then you're a bigot. If you're not okay with millions of people pouring across our southern border, well, then you actually hate people. And these sort of narratives are destructive. They're untrue. And we've got to find a point where we can get past that stuff and where we can truly, like you say, enforce the rule of law and uphold the morals and the values on which this country was founded.
Right. And I do believe the target is the destruction of this country, the foundational principles that we were built upon, Western civilization. I hate to keep going back to it, but the alternative to Western civilization is what dominates China, what dominated the Soviet Union, what dominates the People's Republic of Iran. This is where I believe our, for lack of a better term, because Joe Biden called us his enemies, so I think I can use that term, our enemies here in the United States who want to see this country fall. And it goes from the ability to voice your opinion. I think everything you just articulated has to do with the American ideal of free speech. Oh, no, they want to take it away. Because if you disagree with them, like you said, taking your child to a so-called family-friendly drag show, which there's no such thing, if you don't full-throated support that, well, then you deserve to have your right of free speech taken away. That's exactly what these people are about. They call you a Nazi, so thus they have the ability to take away your rights, to beat you up, to loot your store, to burn your house, or what have you. And this is what collapses of society look like, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. And that's part, I believe that's why the schools are so important to them, is you can win a nation if you can win a generation. And that's what the goal is. If you can indoctrinate an entire generation to believe that America is a racist and hateful country, and that we were founded on racist and hatred and hateful principles, then you can teach a generation to hate what we are and convince them that other things are more important. And things that even me at 37 years old, things that when I was a kid seemed absolutely insane, are now commonplace every day. And that's a scary place to be.
Sure is. Brady Gray is our guest right now, folks. He is passionate about fighting for Texas families as a board member, the founding board member of the Texas Family Project. So those headlines I was making reference to earlier, let me just give you the headlines and a couple of stanzas from each. From the Texas Scorecard, sting leads to second arrest of Texas teacher who admitted sharing infant porn. Former Judson ISD band teacher Mark Mallow, M-A-L-L-O, was charged last year with promoting child pornography via Snapchat, but was out on bond. He's been rearrested, and now East Texas teacher arrested for possession of child pornography. The elementary school teacher was arrested at a conference in Plano. So, man alive, this and these are just two of the most recent avalanche of the lowering of standards of what I call GovEd, the worst mistake I believe this country ever made, and maybe, Mr. Gray, you agree or disagree, was allowing the government to educate our children. What do you think?
It absolutely was. It absolutely was, and it is. And these stories are... The thing that's so sad about this is that I believe we're becoming so desensitized to this that we see these stories, like you said, a couple of them popping up seemingly like every day, that you read another one and you begin to get lost in what these are. But I'm struck by the first headline that you read, that a teacher arrested for sharing infant porn. How are those two words even in the same sentence? That is the most insane thing I've ever heard. And yeah, it goes different with these government education facilities. This is a disaster that we have let happen. We've let it grow out of control, and we're in desperate need in this state of school choice. We're in desperate need, parents are, of the ability to get their kids out of these government education camps and put them into facilities and into institutions that can teach them a biblical worldview, a Christian worldview, where they can understand to value life. They can understand to value who they are and how they were made in the image of God, and that they can learn what the truth of this country, that we were founded as a free society to liberate people and give people the freedoms that God bestowed upon us.
The left is attacking, Mr. Gray, a new film called Sound of Freedom, which, by the way, just recently eclipsed the $100 million mark. Americans, it's resonating with them. The left wing hates it. The Justice Department, in the meantime, has quietly pared down the amount of information available on their anti-child sex trafficking page. And people are going crazy over this, and they should. They have taken off international sex trafficking of minors section, the domestic sex trafficking minor section, and child victims of prostitution section. This is the federal government under left-wing Marxist Democrats who are saying, we don't think the American people need to know about all the exploitation, sexual exploitation of children. What is your reaction to what's happening on the federal level?
It just makes me wonder, what is the goal? What's the end goal for them? What are they trying to promote? What are they trying to achieve? I was told yesterday there are around 80,000 children missing in the state of Texas right now. 2.5 weeks ago, there were 30 children rescued in a container in the Midland, Odessa area. We've got children being trafficked across our southern border by the hundreds. They're coming across that southern border. And so what could possibly be the initiative? What could possibly be the end goal for a federal government that wants to diminish this? Why would we not be together? If there's anything that we could ever all stand together on, it is the exploitation of our children.
You would hope, but now it's become a partisan issue. Now Democrats say, this is a story, and you feel free to share it. One of my team members was in a group, and everybody was asking, hey, what are you going to do with your weekend? Well, one of my team members said, I'm going to go see Sound of Freedom. And the response was, I didn't know you were a Republican.
Wow.
So that's the perception among our people, that only Republicans or conservatives care about protecting the innocence of children. Democrats, not so much. Isn't that a sad testament to the left in this country?
It's an incredibly sad testament. But at the same time, I am glad to know that conservatives are being represented in that way. You know, if there's something we're going to be known for, I'd like it to be known for. We're the party that tries to protect children.
Right. And as somebody who doesn't support many Democrats, I would like to say that I'm exceedingly happy that the Democrat Party is being known as the pedophile party. Not us saying it. They're the ones out there carrying that banner, so to speak. Brady, I wanted to ask you about this Harris County transgender trustee that's been making some news in some circles. I don't think as a conservative, we got to be in the business of saying, hey, man, you or woman, no matter what your personal proclivities are, you shouldn't be allowed to work. You shouldn't be allowed to be in making public policy. But the fact that Harris County made such a big deal out of hiring a transgender trustee, what is your read on this?
Well, I think the fact they make a big deal about it, again, that's another one of those things that it's become commonplace. It's not enough for these folks to live in society and to just live normal lives, like you say, have a job. That's not enough. It has to be celebrated, and we have to have this stuff inundated upon us at every turn. That's become the normal standard for this stuff. I think for me, the thing that's most shocking and maybe appalling out of this, and I believe I put a statement out there to Scorecard in an article on this, was that we now have a member of the governing board for a major healthcare institute that is admittedly has a mental condition. And that seems bizarre to me. It seems wild that that's something that we're celebrating. It's wild that we're celebrating it all, but to celebrate it as a part of a governing body of this institute, it's supposed to be upholding, you know, healthcare decisions for people, is even more insane.
Well, that leads us to the decision in the last legislative session. Not a lot of conservative priorities got done, courtesy of the Texas House, but some did. And one of them was a prohibition on this, what many of us would classify as child abuse, which is the genital mutilation of children by unethical doctors and by, I'm sorry, woke parents who seem to think, well, if little Susie picks up a G.I. Joe, she's got to turn into a boy. And if little Joey picks up a Barbie, that he has to transition to a girl. And the state of Texas said, no, I think we got to put a stop to all of this. And of course, the American Civil Liberties Union is suing for the right of children that can't vote, that can't make up a decision whether or not it's safe to cross a street on their own. They want to give them the power to make these life-altering, life-changing decisions that frankly, psychologically have been shown to lead to some mental instability, not to mention suicide. What is your take on the ACLU wading into these waters in Texas?
Well, it's unsurprising, but to your point, transgendered youth, as they're putting it here, these kids that they are convincing, is frankly, that they're transgendered. That's what's happening, is they're being convinced of this. They are three times more likely to commit suicide than your average kid. That should be terrifying for anybody, and it should be enough of a concern for us to say, we've got to do something about this. And so, here in Texas, we did. We passed SB 14, a law that would stop that. And the answer to that is for the ACLU to come out and say that this law was an attack, that it was an attack on these people, that it was somehow harmful to them. When the truth is that this lawsuit is harmful. It's harmful, obviously, to these children that they're trying to mutilate, but it's harmful to parents. It's harmful to families. Whenever you have a group like the ACLU that ironically is filing a lawsuit to take away the rights of parents and to put the state in charge and say, no, if your child says this, then that should be able to happen. And the state should be able to say that, no, this is what's going to happen. And that's terrifying. And again, just absolutely ironic that the American Civil Liberties Union is the group that is bringing this lawsuit, trying to destroy the rights of parents there.
It is. Civil liberties, I guess parenting isn't included among those civil liberties, according to this so-called ACLU. Brady Gray is our guest. He's the founding board member of Texas Family Project. He is fighting for the rights of parents and families. That helps me circle back around to what happened in this last legislative session. More importantly, what didn't happen, which was parental school choice and school education freedom. Now, there were 23, air quotes, Republicans, 24 actually, 24 the likes of, led by the likes of Charlie Guerin in North Texas, who said not only are we going to not support school choice, we're going to pass a budgetary amendment with the help of socialists to prohibit any taxpayer money from ever going to parental school choice or education freedom. We're going to prevent Texas from joining the ranks of the civilized states, the 27 civilized states who have parental school choice. My question to you is, what should those involved in the Texas Family Project, the conservative movement, those who believe that parents are the ultimate deciders in what's best for their children, how should we regard those so-called Republicans, those 24 Republicans?
Well, we should be ready to vote them out of office. 88% of Republican primary voters said they wanted school choice. They said it unequivocally. Our governor came out 2 days ago, and he said that school choice was absolutely imperative and that we needed school choice for, quote, every family in Texas, not for a select group, not a limited program that just has a limited amount of money. If you get in, you get in. If you don't, we need it for every family in Texas. Our governor's called for it. 88% of Republican primary voters have said that that's what they want. And then, just like you just said, 24 Republicans in the House said, no, that's not what we're going to do. We don't really care what you think. And I feel you, that your deal with Charlie Guerin there. My representative is Glenn Rogers out here in HD 60. And Glenn was one of the very first Republicans to sign on to that Herrera amendment that would put in that amendment that would kill it in the budget. And so this kind of stuff is just a slap in the face to Republicans in the state of Texas. And every one of the Republican primary voters in this state should be reaching out to their representatives and telling them, we expect you to pass a real school choice bill. We expect you to pass what the governor has asked for. We expect you to pass what Dan Patrick and the Senate have asked for. And that is a broad school choice bill for every family in Texas. And if they don't, then you need to get somebody in there to run against them, and you need to vote them out of office.
Yeah. Two things strikes me. First off, the Democrat Morning News did a poll where they showed the vast majority of Texans, regardless of their political party or affiliation, support parental school choice. 53% of Democrats said they want parental school choice. I think it was in the 60% range of independents. And of course, as you mentioned, an overwhelming number of Republicans. And also, if you break it down demographically, the Latino community overwhelmingly supports school choice, as does the African-American community, the Black community. So it is a win-win for any politician. Now,
in
politics, you always expect a Democrat to knife their voters in the back, because when you vote for a Democrat and you're a Democrat voter, you elect somebody to go up there and run your life for you. That's what you do when you're a Democrat. When you're a Republican, however, or you're a conservative, you hire somebody that's going to follow your instructions and your values and take them up to whatever governing body it is, whether it be in Austin or whether it be to the House or the Senate on the federal level. So that's why I think you can't expect much movement from the Democrat side, because their side doesn't elect individuals to do their will. They do elections for different reasons. I think your point is well taken, that it's a different story when it comes to Republicans' relationship with their conservative base. And what is the Texas Family Project going to do, if you can articulate that? I'm not sure if you are governed by 501c3 rules or not, but if you can, what would you do to support accountability for the infamous 24?
Yeah, so we are a 501c3. We're also a 501c4. We have a couple different entities there. And so we're able to do quite a bit. Right now, we just launched a radio ad that is running in Speaker Phelan's district down there in Beaumont, Orange County area. It'll run for the next 2 weeks, where we are calling on the speaker to pass a school choice bill. We have asked the speaker to do a lot this session, a lot of stuff that he didn't do. We had to put a lot of pressure on him to do some of the stuff he did. And what we saw in return was that his approval rating plummeted in his own district. He went from a very, very comfortable approval rating to, the last time we polled him, he was somewhere around 21%.
Wow.
And so we're going to continue to hammer that. We're not just stopping with the speaker. We're going to hammer that in every single district of people who have gone against the will of Republican voters in this state. And like you said, 70% of the African-American community, 59% of the Hispanic community, 55% of white voters across the spectrum, Democrat and Republican, all support school choice. And so we're going to continue to hammer these guys on this, and we're going to demand they pass a bill that is a real school choice bill, because what you're going to wind up with is just like we got with a property tax bill, where they come out with a property tax bill, about a $13 billion big deal. They tell you it's $18 billion because they're using some fuzzy math with some old numbers, carrying some stuff over, and they tell you it's the largest one in history. Well, it's not the largest one in history, and they know that. They're going to do the same thing with school choice. What they're going to try to do is they're going to try to give us some watered-down bill that's got all sorts of stipulations in it. I had a representative actually tell me just earlier today that one of the amendments they tried to put into the school choice bill was that it would only apply to students in F-rated districts. Well, if you do a little bit of studying, what you'll learn is that there's no such thing as an F-rated district
right.
in the state of Texas, because they take them down to a D, and anybody who's below a D, they just don't rate them. They put them no rating. And so there's no such thing. And this is the kind of things they're going to try to do, the kind of games they're going to try to play. And so we've got to hold them accountable, and we're going to be watching them. Texas Family Project is going to be watching every step of the way. We're going to be reporting to our folks exactly what it is that your legislators, that your representatives down there in Austin are doing.
Well, I can hardly wait. You know, first off, I think you would have to be on some sort of substance. You'd have to be drunk to legislate against the will of your own constituents. That's just my opinion. I think that you would have to be that.
Absolutely.
But you know what? I hope you can come back, Brady, and keep us posted here on the Salcedo Storm podcast. And maybe we'll get you on radio to also talk
Absolutely.
To you, talk about this kind of stuff. Because I think it's important that the people of Texas know and understand the cheap and underhanded tricks employed by Democrats, whether they call themselves Republicans or actual Democrats. I think it's very important to know that. Brady Gray, founding board member of Texas Family Project. He is passionate about fighting for Texas families and restoring Christian conservative values to our state and our nation. I appreciate it. Getting to know you, and come back anytime.
Thank you so much, Chris.
That there is a great resource. That there is an engaged Texan. That there is an engaged American making sure the government represents we the people, not their own special interests. That's going to wrap up this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Visit a couple of websites, my friends, chrissalcedo.com and texasscorecard.com, for all the latest and greatest involving the show and also big news in Texas. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It is rather measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
What could be more perfect than the perfect ratio of sizzling sausage to freshly cracked egg to melty cheese sandwiched together in a perfectly toasted McDonald's McMuffin? If we added jalapenos to spice things up.
Introducing the new cheesy jalapeno sausage McMuffin with egg. Pair yours today with a refreshing medium iced coffee, now even bolder, at participating McDonald's compared to prior iced coffee.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.